it's Benny Hill time with Peter Vernon, Jan Waters, Patricia Hayes, Pearl Carr and Teddy Johnson, and Malcolm Locker's Hill Time Band. It's also time for the lad himself, Benny Hill.
Very much indeed. Now, ladies and gentlemen, a lot of people seem to think that justice is in this country is rather expensive. Now, is this true? Well, to find out, we asked Peter Vernon to go along and talk to that well-known barrister, Mr. Fred Scuttle, QT. Come in. Oh, now then, sir, can I help you, sir? Oh, yes, I see I can, sir. Oh, we'll have him for that, sir. We'll have him for assault, sir, grievous bodily harm, unprovoked attack upon the person.
But I haven't been attacked or assaulted.
You mean you always look like that, sir? Well, what did you come to see me for, then?
Well, I work for the BBC.
Oh, I see, sir. Non-payment of wages. You haven't been getting your overseas repeat money. Is that it, sir?
No. I came to interview you about British justice.
Oh, I see. Yes.
Now, tell me, is it fair?
Of course it is, sir.
Well, a lot of people do regard it as expensive.
Nonsense, sir. That is a wicked rumour put about by innocent people who have lost their life savings defending themselves, sir. I mean, sir, I would go so far as to say that a British law court is the only place in the world where true justice is dispensed with.
Well, that's very comforting. Tell me, what would you do in the case of an innocent man being found guilty?
Well, sir, that would depend on what crime he had committed, you see.
And how do you feel about the jury system?
Oh, I do not agree with that, sir. No, sir. Well, I mean, sir, six men and six women filing off into a room, locking the door and coming out 3 hours afterwards and saying not guilty. Well, I mean, sir, it's a mockery, sir.
How do you feel about British judges?
Well, they vary, sir. I mean, old Mole One, sir. He's very difficult, sir.
Mole One?
Justice Mole One. Yes, sir. Funny fellow, sir.
But is he a good judge?
Well, I thought he was, sir, till I saw his wife. Oh, she is ugly, sir. I mean, sir, if Scotland Yard was to see her face, they'd pass a law against this, sir. Oh, he hates her, sir, but she won't divorce him, you see. Therefore, sir, when a chap comes into court to get a divorce, old Mole One gets tricky. He says, I'm still lumbered, why should you get off the list? Mind you, sir, he wasn't so bad today.
I see, you were for the plaintiff.
More or less, sir, yes. I think so, sir. I'm not sure, actually, sir. Oh, yes, sir. I remember, sir. He was divorcing his wife for incompatibility.
Incompatibility?
Incompatibility, he had more ability. Yes. But a vicious woman, sir. Right in the middle of the high street, she shouted at him, go to the devil! In front of hundreds of people, sir, she said that. Go to the devil!
What did he do?
He came straight round to see me, sir. But it was a very interesting case.
Did his wife appeal?
Not to me, sir, no. But, of course, he's delighted with the result, sir. Well, he's sort of relieved, you know.
I expect he feels like a new man.
Well, I think he feels more like a new woman, sir, actually. But, you see, sir, it is an interesting life. I mean, no two cases are the same, sir. Mind you, some are more difficult than others.
Tell me, do you ever have any trouble with probate?
Not since I started taking the pills, no.
I'm referring to people's will.
Oh, indeed, sir, yes. Yes, I spent a whole evening trying to get a lady to change her will.
What happened?
I got off.
I really meant last will and testament.
Oh, I see, sir. Oh, yes, sir. I remember one old gentleman, sir, who left what I can only describe as the most sensible will I have ever heard.
And what was it?
It read, sir, I, Fred Clinker, being of sound mind, spent all my money while I was alive. His wife was livid, sir.
She wasn't mentioned in it.
Oh, she was, sir. I wouldn't like to repeat what he said about her. Oh, dear, no.
Tell me, do you ever feel sorry for the people you defend, even though you know they're guilty?
Oh, indeed, sir. I mean, there was one chap, sir, always going inside for stealing, sir. You see, it was because he was uneducated, you see. He couldn't read or write. What we in the trade call illegitimate. But you see, sir, I taught him to read and to write, and that made all the difference.
And what's he doing now?
3 years for forgery. Then, sir, in another case, I defended a chap who stole a watch with a 12-month guarantee.
And what did he get?
12 months. One of my clients got 5 years for careless driving, sir.
Good Lord, 5 years just for careless driving?
He forgot he didn't own a car.
Tell me, do any of your clients disregard your advice and think they know more about it than you?
Oh, indeed, sir. I called to mind one old fellow, sir. He would do it his way, sir. He wouldn't listen to me at all.
And what happened?
He got life imprisonment, sir. Oh, I shan't defend him again.
Well, now, finally, Mr. Scuttle, what was your most interesting case?
I think, sir, the factory manager who brought a case against one of his workmen. You see, sir, at the end of each day, this workman used to leave with a bucket of wood shavings. Did this for years, sir. Every evening he'd go out with a bucket of wood shavings. Well, so he got 3 years.
What, for stealing wood shavings?
No, sir, he was stealing buckets.
Oh. Well, thank you for answering all my questions, and goodbye, Mr. Scuttle.
It has been a pleasure answering your questions, sir. And you'll get my bill in the morning. Time now for a song as Jan Waters sings Wives and Lovers.
Hey, little girl, comb your hair, fix your makeup. Soon he will open the door. Don't think because there's a ring on your finger, you needn't try anymore. For wives should always be lovers too.
On a nice, crisp Sunday afternoon when the sky is blue and the air smells clean, what could be nicer than a nice, quiet walk in the country?
Harry?
Yeah?
What are them things in that field?
Where?
Over there, growing on them long stalks.
Oh, they're peas, mate.
Oh, they got a lot of them in Indonesia, haven't they?
How'd you know?
Oh, I heard it on the wireless. They're always talking about them.
Are they?
Yeah. They're always on about Indonesian pea stalks.
I don't know why I bother.
I wouldn't mind getting a job out here, Harry. You know, on a farm or something.
Doing what?
Well, they could use me on the land.
They got stuff for that, mate.
Oh, Harry, look.
What?
Look at all them little pigs trying to blow that big one up.
You don't know nothing about the countryside, do you?
Well, I don't come out here very often. Most Sundays I go down the jazz club. Now, through coming out here with you, I shan't see Rita down there.
Look, mate, I don't know why you bother with them pasty-faced little beatniks down a jazz club. I mean, it's out here you get the real classy birds.
Well, I don't think much of the birds we've seen out here up to now. All walking about wearing riding breeches.
Ah, look, love, do you walk or do you good? I mean, you need all the exercise you can get. I mean, you're running to seed, you are. Ah, here we are, this is the place.
The Squire's Arms.
I've heard of this place. This is where all the county types conflagrate. Now, look, if we find a couple, look, play up to them, see? I mean, kid them on, you're a gentleman farmer.
Well, I hope it turns out better than that day at Brands Hatch.
What you on about?
Well, you said go over to them two Chelsea models and make out you're a great racing driver.
Well?
Well, I did like you said, but they just walked away.
Well, you left your cycle clips on your great... Now, come on, and don't forget, keep talking about irrigation and husbandry.
Oh, I don't want to get married, Harry.
Oh, come on.
Good morning, gentlemen. What'll it be? Whiskey or gin?
Two small bitters, please.
There we are, then. 5 shillings, please.
5 bob for 2 beers? I must come in here tomorrow and get an estimate for a gin and lime, mate. Come on, Lofty, let's sit down over there.
Yeah, all right, Harry.
Here, cop them two in the corner.
Oh, yeah. Here, I like the blonde.
Yeah, but the other one's more your type, isn't she?
Oh, no, I don't like her, Harry.
Well, look, I'll tell you what, I'll nip across and I'll chat them up a bit and I'll see if I can get them to join us. And when they're here, you can have whichever one you like.
Yeah, okay.
As long as it's not the blonde. And don't forget, bags of farming, Jack. Here we go. Hello there, then. All on your own?
Hello.
Yeah.
Lovely day.
Yeah, I just, I like wondered if you two fillies would like care to join my friend Squire Vernon and myself for a noggin or two.
Oh, perfectly lovely, as we love to. Oh,
come on, then. Here we are, then. I'm Harry, and this is Lofty.
Hello, Jean.
Enid.
What'll it be, then? The beer's good.
2 double whiskies, James.
Right home, miss.
Been in here long?
No, we just like been for a ride.
Just the day for it. Nice and crisp.
Yeah, well, there's nothing like a couple of hours in the saddle to put a glow on your cheeks, is there? I Lofty.
Oh, yeah. I like going for a decanter, too.
There we are, then. 2 large whiskies.
Thanks awfully. Cheers.
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 Yikes.
Yeah, well, we really come down here for the shooting.
Yeah, I shot some pheasants this morning.
Pheasants? Yeah, he did. Yeah, you got a couple of brace, didn't you?
Yeah, I got a pair of braces.
Of course, my preference is partridge and woodcock.
Hey, Harry, what are they?
They're a couple of game birds.
Well, let's ditch these two and take them out.
He's got a great sense of humour, my friend. What are you two girls doing this evening?
Oh, well, we'll probably be going up to the Grange. They're having a bit of a party.
Oh, smashing. Like, perhaps we might pop in there, you know, have a game of continental knock or something, eh?
Continental knock?
Yeah, it's like postman's knock, only you go further. You might even have a game of chase your partner.
Yeah, I've never heard of that.
Oh, it's loads of fun. I mean, like, first of all, I'll chase you under the table and you chase me under the table. And then I'll chase you under the table.
Yes, but where does the fun come in?
Under the table.
Well, there you are, girls. I've got the car outside.
Oh, you're right with your
mother. Okay, Mum. Bye-bye, you two. It's been lovely meeting you.
Yes, lovely. Bye-bye.
Hey, well, what about the party?
Oh, they've gone now, Harry.
Oh, I can see that. Here, I'll pop over to the bar and settle up.
If we get the next train back, I'll just be in time to go down to the jazz club.
What's the damage, mate?
£2.19 and 9p.
£2.19 and 9p? But we only been here 3 minutes.
Yes, sir, but the ladies have been here 3 hours. Thank you, sir. Shall I keep the change? It's 3p.
Oh, all right.
Spendthrift.
Oh, we'll find some real high-class birds, he says. You need more exercise, he says.
Well, you might not get hold of one of them high-class birds, mate, but you're going to get plenty of exercise.
Why's that?
Because I just give him our fair own.
Oh, Harry, it's 37 miles.
Listen now to the sweet harmonies of Pearl Carr and Teddy Johnson as they sing A Spoonful of Sugar.
For a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down, the medicine go down, medicine go down. Just a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down in a most delightful way. In every job that must be done, there is an element of fun.
You find the fun and snap, the job's a game.
And every task you undertake
becomes a piece of cake.
A lark, a spree, it's very clear to see that a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down, the medicine go down, medicine go down. Just a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down in a most delightful way.
A robin feathering his nest has very little time to rest.
while gathering his bits of twine and twig.
Though quite intent in his pursuit,
he has a merry tune to toot.
He knows a song will move the job along.
For a spoon just full of sugar helps the medicine go down. The medicine go down. The medicine go down. Just a spoon full of sugar helps the medicine go down in the most delightful way. The honeybees that fetch the nectar from the flowers to the comb,
they never tire of ever buzzing to and fro.
Because they take a little nip
from every flower that they sip.
And hence they find their task is not a grind. For a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down. The medicine go down. Medicine go down.
Just a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down.
In the most delightful, way.
Once again, it's time for Benny Garand. And here to introduce it is Peter Vaig.
Hello there. For movie news, over to Peter Noble.
I have been down at Ealing Studios this week on the set of the new Alberto Moreover trilogy, Bread, Love and Crumpets. And on Thursday, they celebrated the birthday of the star, Pamela Muffin. The director, Ken Anagram, gave her a lovely pearl necklace with 20 pearls on it. One pearl for every year she's been 29. In this film, Pamela plays the part of a secretary who is secretly in love with her husband. The woman who has so many children, she can't think of any more names to call her husband. More movie news next week.
Chopper Films are making yet another historical epic called The Smiling Cavalier.
Any sight of him yet?
No, not yet.
I can't wait to get my hands on him. I'll grip him round the throat till his face turns blue. I'll smash my fist into that great gimlet-eyed, pudgy, dissipated face of his. I'll thump him. I'll put me boot into that great fat stomach of his. I'll tear him apart.
He's late tonight.
Oh, dear, I hope nothing's happened to him. Now, don't forget, lure him into the cottage. Get him into a compromising situation and leave it to me to relieve him of the king's secret papers.
Yes, but supposing he cries out.
Cries out? What cavalier would risk the scandal of being caught with a married woman by a jealous husband? But soft. I hear footsteps approaching. I'll see you in the cottage.
Yes.
Good luck.
Hoot haw!
I beg your pardon?
Oh, sire, I can see you're a gentleman. Might I prevail upon you to escort a young girl down this darkened lane?
All right. Where is she?
I meant myself.
Oh, righty-ho. What are you doing out walking? I mean, I'd have thought a nice lady like you would have had a fine carriage.
My husband wouldn't spend the money on a carriage. He's too frugal. We don't get on together. He doesn't understand me.
Well, is he foreign?
He might as well be. Still, he's away most of the time, which leaves me all alone. All by myself. I just don't know what to do with the time. Tell me, what would you do if you were in my shoes?
Well, I think if I was in your shoes, I'd limp. But I got big feet, see?
Ah, here we are. This is my cottage. Would you like to come in for a little refreshment?
Righty, if you're sure it'd be all right.
Oh, by the way, what's your name?
Master Muffin.
Well, Master Muffin, I'll just pour us a drink.
What's your name, then?
My name is Angelica. But most men call me Angel for short, but not for long.
Fancy that now.
There, that's mine. And now one for you. There.
Right, thank you.
Can I get you anything else, like hot under the collar?
No, I'm all right, Tar.
Come, sit by me.
Rightio.
No, closer.
There.
Closer.
If it gets any closer, I should be the other side of you.
Oh, my handsome, dashing cavalier, look into my eyes.
Rightio.
No, deeper. There, what do you see in them? Love, passion, desire. Tell me what you see.
Well, I can see two little cavaliers.
Here, touch my cheek with your hand.
Oh, I couldn't do that.
Have you never touched a girl's cheek before?
Only once.
And was her skin not like that of a peach?
It was. It was all yellow and furry.
Give me your hand. There. Is my skin like hers?
No, your skin's smooth. I'd say your skin was as smooth as a baby. Was as smooth as a baby's.
Well, cheers. Oh, dear, I've spilled my drink over my dress. I fear I shall have to repair to the bedchamber.
Well, is it broken?
No, but I'll just slip in there and change.
Righty-ho, then.
Oh, dear. With my husband not here, I shan't be able to manage the fastenings at the back. Would you come and help?
Well, I...
You would, of course, have to promise to close your eyes.
Well, are you sure it'd be all right?
Now, don't forget, close your eyes.
They're closed. What you put on, then?
I only have one other dress.
That all?
Oh, you see, my husband is very frugal.
Hey, what's frugal?
Frugal? Well, it means he's always saving. That's all he ever does. Save, save, save.
He sounds like a tight-fisted old twit.
Does he now?
Yes, he does. Well, your voice gone deep.
So you can open your eyes now.
Righty-ho. Oh.
Crumpet.
Do not call me Crumpet, sire. My name is Muffin. I am the king's messenger. Who are you?
I'm this lady's jealous husband.
Oh, I see. Well, I don't know what you've got to be jealous about. I only walked her home.
I like this story.
Well, I mean, she was all by herself in the dark, and she might have fallen over or anything and hurt herself.
And what would you have done then?
I'll tell you what I'd have done. I'd have frugaled her. That's what I'd have done and been glad to do it and all.
Crumpet, a muffin? Give me that roll of parchment in your pocket.
They're secret plans. They belong to the king. You shall not have them.
No? Then draw.
Stop, I say. Put up your swords.
Your Majesty!
Seize these two. Away with them.
But, sire, we're innocent.
Well done, Master Muffin. Your loyalty to your king shall not go unrewarded. Kneel. With this sword, I dub thee knight.
Be careful, that hurts.
Arise, Sir Muffin.
I thank thee, sire, from my heart, for making me your servant part of those who rule this sacred land. On this I pledge my heart and hand, for I a knight both brave and bold shall be, a knight who'll lead thine armies on to victory, a knight whose name shall make the rafters ring, a knight of whom the world shall sing. He was a knight. Oh, what a knight he was, he really was. Such a knight.
Thank you.
was Benny Hilltime with Peter Vernon, Jan Waters, Patricia Hayes, Pearl Carr and Teddy Johnson, and Malcolm Lockyer's Hilltime Band. The program was written by Benny Hill and produced by John Browell. Thank you.